as we welcome you back to the program. And with Lisa Lanier on the line, the segment is called Lawyer Up. Inside several legal cases, we've overloaded the docket today, and we're adding two stories to it, which come in at a very late hour. One of them, and Biggie's asking a good question here, one of these stories we're throwing at her has to do with a band in Australia. And the band is a punk rock band, and recently they have begun selling an actual album on vinyl that smells like Gwyneth Paltrow's vagine. Gwyneth Paltrow, on her Goop website, sells a candle. This smells like my vagina. The guys from the punk rock band bought a candle, had a scientist, an expert in perfumes, recreate the scent, and they say, here's a scratch and sniff from our album, and you can smell it. Now, our question to Lisa is going to be, how can that be? Can't she copyright that? Can you just buy it and recreate it? And Biggie's question is, will we ever call Lisa Lanier with a story that she just says, that's too foul, I'm not doing that, I'm above it.
I don't like having to explain some of this stuff to her as it is. It makes me uncomfortable.
Yep. Biggie had to say to her, by the way, we're adding a Gwyneth Paltrow vagine story here.
How familiar are you with Gwyneth Paltrow's vagine?
Lisa Lanier.
Is today the day you call it quits?
Today the day. Yeah. I'm not touching this story. What can you tell us about this, Lisa?
Good morning. You know, you can always talk to me about vajayjay or whatever you need to talk about.
That's right. Bless her.
She's got it. She's a grown woman. She's a grown woman. We know this.
A professional, a businesswoman, a mother.
That's right.
Yes. So with Gwyneth Paltrow, the thing is, this band, they do this. They've done other things, you know, really kind of out there things with releasing their records. And they're making a social commentary here. It's really not that they truly, you know, had some attachment to the smell of Gwyneth Paltrow's vajayjay, but it's a social commentary. And so, you know, there's satire, there's, you know, commentary, and I think it falls under a lot of, you know, even if you could, I mean, we don't know. I mean, it's not really been, you know, you certainly cannot use someone's likeness, image, voice. We know all of those things. Don't think anybody's ever tried to use the smell of anyone's vajayjay before, so, you know, that's it's uncharted territory here for the law, but I think that they would have lots of exceptions here because they, you know, satire and social commentary. And those
kinds of things. All right. So they probably will be able to get away with that. Yeah. This is similar. I think there's a guy on OnlyFans and he's okay with it. There's not going to be a lawsuit here or anything. But earlier in the week, we found out about him. He takes his OnlyFans videos and sometimes he puts them on TikTok. And he does, he's shirtless and talks in a provocative way to women, and he'll put music behind, you know, just like what TikTok is. My algorithm right now, good Lord, it's a hard R rating right now. And there's all sorts of sexual items, of course, as you can imagine, on his OnlyFans. His name is Jonathan Cain. Well, because funding has been cut to Yellowstone National Park, they've come up with a creative way to entice people to come to the park. They take his videos and put them on park videos, interspersing the two in a humorous manner. For instance, once he was talking about just the tip, and they show the tip of a geyser at Yellowstone. Now, there's not going to be any kind of lawsuit here because this is the man himself, Jonathan Cain, who says, I don't have a problem with this.
I didn't ask for this. I am not running the Yellowstone National Park TikTok page. I guess all I can say here is that this is a lovely thing. I'm happy that my TikToks can direct attention to the parks in a time of need after the NPS funding got cut. I also think it's lovely that because my TikToks are showing up there, women are finding my content and they're having more orgasms. Incredible. Also, whoever's running the Yellowstone National Park TikTok page, how you doing?
All right. He's not suing.
He just sounds like a bundle of fun, doesn't he?
That's right. So, but the question is, can they legally do that? Just take his videos from TikTok or OnlyFans or whatever and put them on their own video page. What do you think, Lisa?
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously consented to it. And there was some, you know, there was some question about would the national parks try to stop him? Because at first, I think he was impersonating the Yellowstone account. I think that's how it started.
Oh.
And now it's gotten really, like very widespread, all viral, you know, with lots of people doing it, not just this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, lots of people are picking up on it. $900 million were cut from the national park program. And when that happens, I mean, I've been to a national park. I've been to Yellowstone some years ago when there was a big budget cut. And I mean, you either, like the line to get in was impossible because there was just one attendant instead of where there's usually like five or six lanes, and the bathrooms aren't being cleaned. And sometimes there's a complete shutdown. I mean, and there's, you know, there's nothing's being maintained. And so this guy's saying, look, let's raise awareness about the need, and maybe we can either, you know, get some attention back toward funding or even raise money to help. And so he's really, his message, it's humorous and it's a satire, like you were saying.
Mm.
It is like the Gwyneth Paltrow situation, and hopefully it's, you know, it's going to do some good. So he's, and now he's being copied. So he copied them, but now they're using his stuff,
right.
and they're running with it. They're doing their own thing where they're, you know, they're going around and photographing funny things. Like you said, like the geyser,
mm-hmm.
There's a thing where they're inviting cougars to, you know, they, things like that. They're going on and on with it. It's really cute.
Exactly.
Well, you know what's, you know, there's how many beaver jokes have there been?
Of course, got
it. Right, there's been a lot of beaver jokes.
Come
right,
see our exactly. beavers.
Listen, I want to apologize for the heavy sexual content of today's program. We have concentrated more than we usually do on the vagine.
Your apologies are too late.
Yeah, good thing Lisa didn't hear the full body deodorant segment.
Oh my God, Lisa! Have you tried this full body deodorant? I won't even ask. That's off limits. And this is probably even the most difficult to hear. Looks like Diddy puts applesauce on his cheeseburgers. That came out in court yesterday.
Felony?
Mm. That's felony.
Should be.
That's right.
But I just said to Biggie, I think this guy's going away and never seeing the light of day again. And Biggie said, not so fast, my friend. Has he done anything illegal, or has it all been consensual, or has he done enough to really put him away for a long time? What's your thought here, an overview of the Diddy trial and how it's going so far, Lisa?
Well, you know, it's very early. It's going to be a very long trial, and you'll see lots more testimony, I imagine, because so far we've really only heard from Cassie Ventura as far as victims go. And I think to get a conviction, they're going to need more than Cassie Ventura in terms of victims.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? They really focused on her out of the gate, I think, in part because she had, you know, there was the hotel video. She had, you know, a long relationship, which kind of cuts against the state, though, because that's Diddy's whole argument is, look, you know, I'm weird as hell and kinky, but I am not, you know, sex trafficking this girl. She was doing this voluntarily.
Yeah.
And there's been, you know, he's made some inroads on cross-examination, his attorneys have. And, you know, like there was the male exotic dancer that testified, Sheree Hayes, nicknamed the Punisher. Don't know what that's about. But,
all right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. Gotcha.
But he said Ventura was a willing participant. He never saw her seem upset or that, like, she wasn't into it, you know. And so we'll just have to see. I mean, there's going to have to be more, and there may be a lot more, but you know, we keep hearing like there's going to be these names, but they're not really, we're not hearing any big names. We need to hear from some more victims, I think, if he's going to go away for life.
All right. Biggie may be right on this, that it'll just be a short time or not a conviction at all. This, I apologize, this is pornographic as well. A Kansas mother is suing some adult websites because her 14-year-old son accessed explicit content on an old laptop. And she says the porn websites fail to implement adequate age verification measures. Basically, they said, are you 18? Yes, I am.
Thank you.
Actually, 14, got on the porn
site. Come on in then.
Biggie's comment earlier the week was, thanks a lot. You're ruining this for everybody.
Yeah, his mom is hated by his friends. Your mom's the worst. Bro, get your mom.
Is she going to be successful? They're talking about now this could go a long way in having these porn sites change it to make sure you have to enter some real information to prove you're 18 or over. Lisa, your thoughts?
Well, the problem here for this porn site is that the kid was in Kansas, and Kansas is among a minority of states. But there is a growing movement to restrict. There's even talk of trying to completely eliminate porn among some conservative legislators. But part of that movement, I know, shocker. Part of that movement has been part of that movement has been to put in these age restrictions. So Kansas has an age verification law, and you are supposed to upload your ID, and this porn site does not comply. And these laws are so strict and hard to follow that some porn sites, like Pornhub, have chosen to stop doing business in Kansas altogether. They've blocked Kansas from their they can restrict geo-targeting, and they've blocked Kansas. And you're starting to see that because they're like, it's not worth it. You know, we don't think we can comply with this law, so we're just not going to do business with anybody in Kansas. But here's the thing this kid could have done is you can use a VPN to make it look like you're anywhere in the world. So the kid could have made himself look like he was in another state or another country.
Well, you don't have to tell us that. The morning I woke up.
And the hub was down.
And Pornhub was down. And I was like, seriously? This woman came walking out. She goes, you know what? We have to do this safely.
Baby.
Just show me your picture ID and off you go. I will not.
I said goodbye.
I said, I'm not doing it. A lot of people advise me, get your own VPN. Here's what I say to that. I don't know how. Yeah.
That's the number one emailed call.
Kelly, my kids can do it.
Yes. Yes. Why?
What? Of course the kids can do
you
it.
You know, what is the average 50-something supposed to do who doesn't understand what VPN is or how to get one? I'm supposed to look like I'm somewhere else in the world. Yeah. I doubt it.
Yeah, we're going to make it look like you're jerking it in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
No worries.
Let's go to Amsterdam today, shall we?
Can a 50-something-year-old not just see some pornographic material on his
from
phone?
The privacy of his own house?
Own home. My God, enough already. This is ridiculous. Okay, that's it. All right, Kansas, you're off my list. Kansas is out.